The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has thanked the Iranian people for their huge turnout in the parliamentary and assembly of experts elections. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said Iranians showed the bright face of religious democracy to the world through their rock-hard determination and their unforgettable fervor. Ayatollah Khamenei also urged the authorities to properly appreciate the Iranian nation. He called on all sitting and future officials, including those elected in the voting, to prioritize national interest over partisan politics and to put up a courageous resistance against foreign interference in Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei said all officials must remain vigilant and show strong determination at this critical juncture. To get a perspective on this, we're going to Boston and to Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Dr. Afrasiabi, it's good to have you here on Press TV and on this program. Now, given what the leader has said in terms of what this means to the international community and how it shows, or goes to show yet more, how vibrant democracy is its status in the country, how do you think the world will react to this?
Well, let's not forget that prior to the election, the Western media was awash with expectations of low turnout, dim enthusiasm, and there was a lot of talks of excluding the reformists, etc. Therefore, it should come as a shock to the Western audience that suddenly there is a political shift featuring the substantial gain by the reformists and the centrists that they had thought they'd been excluded, and this great voter turnout that confirms again the legitimacy of the political system in Iran and the doctrine of popular sovereignty that is so cherished by millions of Iranians who responded to the call to participate and exercise their legitimate rights at the ballot boxes. So I think that the world community will inevitably come to appreciate the substantial and vibrant democratic system in Iran, and the fact that Iran is a stable and orderly society that has conducted these elections irrespective of the foreign pressures and external crises that continue until this day, and is an anchor of stability in the region and as a model of Islamic democracy, just as the leader rightly said.
Now, Kaveh, for many, many years, Iranian elections have been criticized for not being fair. Now, how do you think this new round of elections, twin elections essentially, given the fact that the majority in Tehran, at least for the parliament, are the reformists, how do you think that will kind of debunk that myth?
Well, I think it will go a long way in correcting the misperceptions about Iran that are fueled by, certain government propaganda against Iran for their own political purposes. So we should expect that kind of propaganda to continue, and we haven't seen any, enthusiastic reactions by the members of U.S. Congress, for example, that, if there was some allegations of irregularity or voter fraud, we would have certainly heard from them, but not when, everything proceeded smoothly and orderly and so on. Nevertheless, in today's, globalized media, it's very clear that Iran has, achieved a major progress in terms of the democratic polity, and the world community will come to appreciate that, and the Western politicians and so forth will grudgingly accept that fact.
And very briefly, Dr. Afrasiabi, given the makeup of this new parliament, how do you think it will impact the policies, the international policies of President Rouhani towards the West?
Well, although we have to wait until the final tally is out in a couple of days, by now it's pretty clear that the net result is a vote of confidence for the administration of Dr. Hassan Rouhani and his domestic and foreign priorities and agenda. Although Tehran has gone the reformist way, the national tally might indicate, you know, some very delicate balance among the reformists, the principalists, and the big unknown, which is the independents. And we have to see how the independents will align themselves with one faction or the other. But as the leader said, there are important issues on the Majlis's plate, including, you know, economic reform and so on. And these new deputies, some 60% of incumbents, by the way, apparently have retained their posts. So in terms of comparison to the previous election, the turnover is actually lower than the previous election. So we'll see the nature of change and continuity in the weeks and months to come.
Kaveh Afrasiabi, thank you for joining us tonight.